Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that
Clippers
I
win 108-100 over the Toronto Raptors. They make it two in a row. Here from Crypto.com Arena with your post-game show, Clippers Talk. I'm Adam Osland. Coming up back to your phone calls at 866-987-2570. But you know the music. That means we have Charles Mockler on from the Clips and Dip Pod. Does it with myself and William Updike. All right, Charles, not a ton of time here. But, you know, when you take out the turnovers and watch the rest of the possessions of this ball game, and I know that's asking a lot, but this Clippers team looked pretty good on both ends. They looked much more locked in. It was a more complete effort overall.
Yeah, I think, you know, you take out the turnovers and you still look at the fact that the Clippers had 25 fewer field goal attempts than the Raptors, which is pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Things look good on both ends, you're right, and I think that's because we got a good Ty Lue game in this one, right? Terrence Mann, yes, he had to play the last 16 minutes, but he finished with more minutes than Marcus Morris, which a lot of people wanted. Russell Westbrook only took six shots. He was the best plus-minus on the team. Like, this was Ty Lue made the right decisions in this game. It, you know, I'm not totally sure I'm back on the we're 100% contenders wagon, but this is, as some people would say, something may have been born out of this game, hopefully rotation-wise.
What kind of crazies would say anything like that? Okay, so Ivica Zubac, we've talked about him a lot and just how much he's been missed, and it feels like it's flown under the radar. I mean, I've gotten calls here post-game of start Mason Plumlee. Look at the impact of Ivica Zubac on both ends as he's starting to get healthier. I'm not even sure if he's 100% yet. He said he's been feeling better coming off the calf injury, but he played 27 minutes tonight and was huge.
Yeah, I mean, he was only two boards away from a pretty assertive double-double. 17 points is a lot for Zoo, especially with only four free throw attempts. Look, I love Mason Plumlee. He's good at some things that Zoo isn't good at, but one of those things is not defense. Zoo being back, this team is completely different on the defensive end of the floor to start games. He's been fantastic. And, you know, you said it's kind of flown under the radar, but that's what Zoo does. He's the quiet giant. But, you know, he was incredibly efficient tonight. He looks happy to be out there, which is going to be huge for the Clippers heading into this incredibly crucial stretch.
Hey, and mid-range Zoo is a bucket. He had that free-throw line jumper. Speaking of a bucket, Kawhi Leonard, a master of the mid-range, but he also can throw it down when he needs to and had five dunks in this one. This is maybe his most athletic performance coming off the ACL. He just looked like he had so much bounce.
Yeah, I mean, he destroyed, you know, Pirtle at the rim, which we all love to see. But this is, I mean, Kawhi is in inevitability stage. He's inevitable now for games. The Clippers have time in between games coming up. It's the perfect chance to get all the vets kind of warmed up, you know, for the playoff push. But if they want someone to, you know, follow by example to, it's Kawhi Leonard. Because the strategy sometimes seems to be, Kawhi, please do all that you can. And thankfully right now, he is doing all of it more.
You know, I heard Paul George after the last game talk about how he's feeling healthier. And he can push off of, you know, both feet again and explode. And I didn't realize, you know, how much or what he was dealing with throughout the season. I know there was the hamstring. I know there was the sore right knee. But he said basically it's the healthiest he had felt all season coming out of the Memphis game. And tonight it showed the movement from him, the way he was slithering through defenders and getting to the basket for tough layups. Like, he looked as athletic as ever.
Yeah, I'm not sure what those injuries were either. I think a lot of the times with Paul George, I think some of those things are maybe in his head. He's just not feeling quite right for whatever reason. But he's feeling right now. We didn't see a complete, you know, dominant game from this team, which is led by, you know, 213. But we're getting there. If in the next 14 games, if we can see, you know, 8 to 10 wire-to-wire good process games with PG, you know, slithering, like you said, Kawhi doing Kawhi things, Zoo stepping it up, Ty making the right rotation. There will be very legitimate reasons to believe in this team making some noise in the playoffs.
Terrence Mann, you mentioned it, he played the last 16, 17 minutes of the ball game. And I thought it was interesting seeing, because he and Russell Westbrook played off each other very well in the first half when they got back into it down 10 and had it tied at 49 at the half. But then they were staggered. Obviously, Westbrook with the starters. Terrence Mann comes in about 5-minute mark of the third quarter, plays the rest of the ball game. And it was like he kept the same pace up without Russell Westbrook on the floor. Terrence Mann kind of carried that over because that's the type of player he is. And the Clippers found a rhythm. There was some real continuity out there with just tempo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was a bit of a, I don't want to say shock, but maybe something hard to adjust to if you're Terrence, from starting and the team is playing really well to then getting Russell Westbrook and, not really even competing for that job anymore and just kind of having it given to Russell Westbrook, who has been, okay to solid for the Clippers. But Terrence, it feels like Terrence has kind of bought into yet another system that he's going to be a pretty important cog in, and that's really important for the Clippers right now. I have all the belief in the world that Terrence Mann is going to make a huge difference in the playoffs, and I bet his minutes per game grows every round of the playoffs if the Clippers get past.
I know Eric Gordon struggled a little bit with some kill shot type three-pointers that he would have liked to hit at the end, and he was just 3 of 7 out there. But I kind of like that lineup with him and Terrence Mann in the backcourt with the rest of the starters. I just feel like there's a lot of stability there with a couple of other ball handlers and a couple of guys that can do a multitude of things out there on the court. How did you feel about it? Because obviously Coach Lou was riding it late.
I mean, if it's working and Coach Lou's going with it late, I really have no other option but to be all for it. You know what I mean? He's talked about how even in the starting lineup, there's kind of four solidified spots, which is everyone but the point guard. But the closing lineup, we don't really know for what 3 of those spots are going to be other than Kawhi and Paul George. So if it's working, I'm on board with it at this point. There's not a lot of time to be picky right now.
Clippers win 108-100 over the Toronto Raptors. They make it 2 in a row. They'll see the New York Knicks right back here on Saturday. He is Charles Mockler from Clips and Dip. I believe we got a double dip coming on Friday with myself. This was the double dip. I believe we have a tripod coming on Friday with myself and William Updike and Charles Mockler. Please check it out. Subscribe and save. Chuck, thanks for coming on and doing the double dip on Clippers Talk tonight, my friend.
Anytime. Let's go Clips.
Coming up next, final phone calls, and we'll close things out and preview Saturday afternoon and that contest that the Clippers hopefully come out strong in, as they have struggled in those situations. But they got 2 days off once again. So guys got plenty of opportunity to rest up and ramp back up for this one and just show off that pop and juice and turbo that we've seen the last couple of games. The movement's been different from this team. There's still a ton to work on, of course. With 14 games left, just got to keep that same sense of urgency. More Clippers talk next year on AM570 LA Sports.
Yeah. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by singing. I'm not the type of that'll type it. And shout to all my balls, wife and...